been working on the doorway. Dress the wood with new paint, as if a brighter blue is gonna make her stay. I'm pulling plants toward the ceiling when she's coming for the weekend. I'm telling ghosts in the attic to just behave, 'cause she's a mender, a time spender. I stay the course till the end of, and she deserves something better and lovely to miss. I need her to remember this. I need her to remember this. Yeah, I've been sweeping floors clean, keeping myself neat, tapping the brakes and adjusting speed. I'm sifting through these old records to find the songs that'll get her, to sharpen that smile if it lands on me. A Stevie Nixer, a rumors record track sixer, a songbird singer with lips that can cut or kiss. I need her to remember this. I need her to in love a ladder. She's someone's daughter, bed like a cloth wrung dry of water. The shape that she's got herself in needs a twist. I need her to remember this. I need her to
Andrew Leahy in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session, a song from the latest album, Airwaves.
Yes, sir.
Remember This. That, I love that. That's a great song.
I appreciate that, man. I wrote it for my wife, Emily.
You know what? I kind of suspected that.
Yeah.
That you did that. Well, welcome into the WVTF studio. Great to have you here. To see you again, we ran into each other in the parking lot of the American Legion Lodge number 82 in Nashville back in September, and I mistook your band for somebody else. I do apologize for that.
That is okay. It happens a lot.
It happens a lot. Well, let's talk about this new album. This is you channeling everything that that formed you as a musician through the late 80s, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, yeah. I grew up not too far from here in Richmond, and just kind of without even trying, just by listening to pop rock radio, I heard everything that's kind of like the bedrock for, you know, my own music now. So Tom Petty and Bruce Springsteen, you know, John Mellencamp, and just kind of that heartland rock and roll sound. And that's what we were gunning for on the new record, for sure.
I think you hit the mark. You hit it.
Good.
You hit it.
Thanks for saying so.
You hit it quite well. A lot of stuff on there, like the song Airwaves is all about that. And other stuff on there like Make It Last. That's the MRI song, isn't it?
That's the MRI song. It's interesting that it's known as that. Yeah, we close every gig with it, you know, when I play with my band. But I had a head injury a couple years back, a brain injury, actually, and I had to get innumerable MRIs. I still have to get countless MRIs. And I was in one of them, and, you know, it's just this cacophony of like magnets. It's like really, it's kind of like disjointed techno music.
Yeah.
And I was in there, and for just maybe, you know, like a brief moment, like everything kind of lined up, and it made kind of just like a four on the floor drum beat. I got that melody in my head, and you know, just kind of trying to have a thing to take my mind off the MRI, I began writing that song, and you know, got out of the metal tube and had most of the song.
The reason for the MRI and what you discovered was that you had a tumor on your hearing,
on my hearing nerve, on my right hearing nerve.
How scary was that?
Really scary, but I'd been really, really sick for a while, and I could tell there was an issue with my hearing, and it also affected my balance. It had all kinds of other effects, and so just to get a diagnosis and know what it was and know what the course of action was, even though it was brain surgery, it was good to have a plan.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
at least something to alleviate it and to get on the other side of it.
Yeah, I tried, you know, like it's weird when like a thing like that happens, when you get this news and then you have some time between your diagnosis and the operation, you don't really know what to do. You don't know if you should, you know, like ruminate on it and, you know, really, you know, try to use up the time that you have up until the operation and, you know, go skydiving or go catch Guns N' Roses live or just like, you know, check everything off your bucket list. Or if you should just live life like you've always lived it, because you don't want to put anything into like the universe. You don't want to create the worst case, you know, scenario. It was a weird kind of purgatory that my wife and I were in, and we're glad to be on the other side of it.
Absolutely. Well, I want to read something about your album Airwaves.
Please.
Airwaves is timeless American rock and roll that rings from sea to shining sea, a candy apple red Mustang convertible of a record burning up the interstates with the ragtop down. Dude, whoever wrote that, I swear, that is some Bukowski and Allen Ginsberg type stuff right there.
That is my publicity company for the win right there.
I'll tell you what. And I think that pretty much sums it up as well, listening to that album. That's one of those albums that you got a turntable, get it on vinyl, drop the needle, and put those big headphones on, lay down on the floor, and just...
I love hearing that, man.
Yeah, that's fantastic stuff. And so getting on the other side of this operation, there's a story, too, of when you were going in... Was it going in for the surgery and you were listening to the radio and you heard something on there?
Yeah. You know, and kind of like we talked about earlier, I was raised on the radio. It means a lot to me. I love the kind of connectivity. I love the fact that, you know, in today's world where you can pull up any song you want on the internet, I like that you can be listening to the radio and the person in the car to your right can be hearing that tune as well. It's kind of this experience you can share. You know, in this like very kind of personally curated world. So I was listening to our hometown radio station in Nashville, and we were up really early going to the hospital, and you know, turned on the radio, and I had thought that I was going to lose my hearing. I was basically told it was likely to lose, you know, like at least half of it. And so like that morning I was really listening and really just like taking like stock of all the nuances that you take for granted when you don't think that your, you know, hearing is going to go away. And you know, Tom Petty is my number one artist of all time. And that radio station was playing, Tom Petty's A Face in the Crowd. And it was so lush and so lovely. And I could hear absolutely everything all around me. And I just kind of, you know, I'm not a religious person, but I kind of made a promise to whatever or whoever that, if I got out of it, if I got out of the operation and I could hear, then I, you know, or like I would never go back to, you know, unconsciously taking it for granted at all.
Wow. That's amazing.
Well, that makes me emotional too. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You, man, you said you wanted to do a song, from an earlier album related to, what you went through there. What you going to do?
Yeah, this is a song I wrote pretty much right after, you know, getting out of the operation and being able to, like, hear everything again. It's called When the Hinges Give. It's about what happens when the bottom drops out.
All right.
All right. Until the moment they left, when the band played, you stepped and swayed and swept your feet to the tune. But now you're casting your light with the bloodshot and blue. So if we burn to the wax, we'll make the most of the heat. Devil knocking like it's Halloween. And when the hinge is given, we'll be a bottle deep, singing one last song about the things we keep. Skyline in central time seems to change with the leaves. They're putting up tall buildings when they need to be. For sad lovers who treat another like a two-star hotel room, rent and wrecked by someone who just paid for the view. So if we burn to the wax, we'll make the most of the heat. While the devil counts the minutes like it's New Year's Eve. And when the hinge is given, we'll be a battle down. Singing one last song for those we keep around. So if we burn to the wind, make the most of the light. And keep the devil out late like it's Friday night. And when the hinges give and we've grabbed our coats, we'll sing one last song before it's time to go. We'll sing one last song before it's time.